Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sam Legasek.
And I'm Dreadful Dan Gallagher. And we're two old buddies that have lived our life at the edge of the mainstream.
So come join us where things are a little odd.
This is the Podcast.
You've got to believe.
It's alive! It's loose!
This earth of yours will be reduced to a burned out cinder.
Welcome to Oddcast, Movies, Music and Gaming. And today we're going to be having another minisode where we just talk about things that we have watched or listened to or played. And Dan, why don't you say hello and kick us off with what you've been up to.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Dreadful Dan G. And this week I've been listening to a lot of music. Been catching up on the highlights of 2020, things that I didn't bother to listen to. So I've been not playing vinyl, but cranking the old MP3s up. You don't know. It could be trash or it could be treasure. So
what have you been spinning?
EOB. What does that mean to you?
Well, normally AOB is any other business. So this would be
every other
extra
business.
Other business. Yeah. Eating over business. I don't know. What does it mean?
Ed O'Brien.
Oh, how boring. What a disappointment. Anticlimax.
And this album.
Oh, okay. Ed O'Brien.
Ed O'Brien. Ed O'Brien of Radiohead.
Oh.
Who was he in Radiohead? First...
Which one's he Radiohead?
He's one of the guitarists.
Okay.
Yeah.
The good looking one.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I know which one. Okay, yeah. I didn't realise he was doing solo stuff.
Well, I didn't find out about this until like halfway through the year. I think this came out in January. And it seems to just kind of like trickled out with a little fanfare. Right. I've really not seen anyone talking about it. So I was kind of surprised about that. It's called Earth. Yeah, I found it quite disappointing, to be honest. I was quite excited. But it really showed me like where all the talent lies in that band.
Oh, that's a shame.
With it was Tom. Okay.
Tom Thumb.
It was, yeah, exactly. I saw Johnny Greenwood got nominated for some award actually recently. So maybe.
Yeah, he's doing loads of movie scores or whatever now, isn't he? So it's this kind of thing.
But this, it felt really dated to me. It had a really mid to late 90s kind of production tone. And like there were songs that made me like think of like the New Pollution and you know, like that era Beck.
Yeah.
And it was okay. I'm sure a lot of people would like it, but it's very safe, kind of jangly radio rock, indie
radio
pop.
Rock.
And then to follow up that disappointment, another mid-90s act, Eels, who I really like.
I love Eels.
Yeah. The last few years, I think, I check in, hear what they're doing, and I kind of think it's just a bit samey. This is the sameiest, samey shit I ever hear from them. Again, nothing wrong with it, but if you've followed them and you've heard, you know, you've heard them do this better. Earth to Dora, it's called.
Right.
There were one or two songs that kind of, I thought, oh, that's worth having. But yeah, it was really, really like pedestrian. Shame. It's shame.
Eels didn't give you the feels. Never mind.
And Damaged Bug is the other one I wanted to tell you about.
Right.
You heard of them?
Nope.
They're another John Dwyer project.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, like, he's so prolific, it's ridiculous. Because OCs have released, like, loads of stuff this year. And, yeah, this is, like, another John Dwyer band. I think this is their third album. It's called Bug on Yonkers.
How can these people remember so many songs? How to play them?
Like, I know.
Surely you just forget most of them after a while.
I always think, like, how much of it's improvised and then just... just bash it out in the studio. That's what they used to do. These jazz men. They'd be like, "Get you three guys, get together. We've booked the studio time, and whatever you record is going to be the album."
Yeah, and that's why it's always shit. So, unprepared.
Bug on Yonkers is very good.
Right,
and I think you'd like it.
Mm.
It's like an earlier version of OCs, I think. It kind of jumps around a bit, jumps around lots of different styles. There's some of like the really like earlier, more lo-fi kind of sound, like Velvet Underground inspired stuff. But there's also some really like 60s, like, woo, garagey kind of.
Yep, like a bit of that.
Sonics, Hot Snakes kind of style. So nice mix. Good stuff.
Nice. Actually, it reminds me, one thing that I've watched, just because we're talking about Johnny Greenwood, was David Fincher's got a new film out on Netflix called Mank, I think it's called. And it's about the guy who wrote Citizen Kane.
Okay.
And it's got Gary Oldman as the main guy, and it's filmed, he's tried to film it and make it look like a film of that era, let's say. And it's awful. I fell asleep. I was like, I watched 45 minutes and I was like, I don't know what I'm watching. Like, I don't know. This is like just someone wanking into the, like looking in the mirror and just wanking over themselves. Like the whole style of it trying to be like an old movie was just like form over function or whatever, like style over substance, I should say.
Yeah.
And it's just so boring. But yeah, they had Trent Reznor because he does all David Fincher stuff now, did the score for it. I mean, I didn't even notice it, to be honest. But yeah, I fell asleep and I was just like, I'm not watching that again. And I don't think I'd ever say that about Fincher. Mank. I was literally watching it going, I don't want to just watch Citizen Kane. Oh, good. Good. Why did I? That's something I've come to the forefront of my head. You should watch them most of my day doing. And yet, didn't even think about it.
You should, because Mank is actually like
for. Yeah, it's true.
Post it as a review somewhere. Someone might be doing a similar thing that we do in our reviews section, and they'll love that. That'll be gold for their segment.
God, yeah. But the thing is that Mank, for people who don't know, who are not from England, Mank is a word. Like, and if you say something's Mank, something's manky, it means that it's like disgusting. It comes from, I feel like, the word rank. Rank is more like, it feels like rank is like sewage, like more like there's like a smell to it or something. It's disgusting in another more like horrific way. It's more like extreme. Whereas mank is just like, ugh, like that looks a bit rough, basically.
What about dank?
Dank Dank is a word, isn't it?
Just wetter.
Yeah, it is.
Wetter,
yeah,
and grayer.
Yeah, it's more like soggy.
I thought when you said Mank, I thought you meant English slang for Manchester.
Yeah. No, nothing to do with Manchester. It's his surname. His surname is Mankovic or whatever. And people call him Mank.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
On to avoid.
Yeah. But sorry. So, what else have you been up to?
Saw an amazing film.
Mm.
I reckon you might have seen it. Onibaba.
Onibaba.
Onibaba. 1964 Japanese film.
Is it? That? No, I'm thinking of Yojimbo. No, which one's Onibaba? Is it Kurosawa?
No.
Onibaba. Is it horror? A drama?
Just check it.
Samurai?
Well, it's all these things and more. It's, hang on, I'm finding out who directed it now.
Meanwhile,
Kaneto Shindo.
Cornetto.
Just one Cornetto. This was cool. I really didn't know what to expect.
Mm.
I've seen. Have you ever seen that iconic image of, like, you will have seen it, this like demon mask. Someone with like black hair and this demon mask. It's from this film, which. Yeah, I really wasn't sure what it was about. I didn't read too much about it. I just decided, you know, I put it on a list. I'm going to watch it. And it was like, it was savage.
It's
set at a time, I don't know much about like Japanese history, feudal Japan, anything like this, but there's some kind of war. And basically there's two women that are living in a little hut in the middle of like this like long grass.
Mm.
And basically, it starts with them like tracking these two samurai through the grass and murdering them,
Jesus.
Taking all their armor and weapons and just chucking their dead bodies in a hole.
Right.
And pretty what they're doing samurai, is then. It's really
samurai.
They're one of them's a bit older and one's younger, and they sell the stuff that they've stolen and exchange. They don't sell it. Sorry, they exchange it for food. And you see, like, they get one bag of millet. So basically, it's this really savage, you know, environment where there's no food. Most people are away fighting, and everyone's living like it's kind of like gone back to like base human instincts.
Okay.
And this guy comes back, who they know, and it turns out the women are like one. Is the other's mother-in-law.
Right.
So she's like, where's my son? And the other one's like, oh, where's my husband? And basically he's like, yeah, he got killed. And the mother doesn't quite trust him. It's like, he probably killed him. But over time, basically, he starts kind of like noticing the younger woman. He's like, you know, stick with me. You're going to need a new husband and all this.
Right.
So it's weird. It kind of analyzes then, like, the older woman gets jealous.
Yeah.
Like, she's scared. She doesn't want to be left on her own, but she's also, like, sexually jealous because she propositions this other guy at one point.
Right.
Visually, it's stunning. Like, it's amazing, amazingly lit, black and white. And it's like claustrophobic kind of sense of being stuck in these reeds. And there's other scenes where they kill people. Like, they'll come asking for help and they just like murder them and just like sell their stuff. It's horrible. But yeah, she starts getting basically the young woman starts an affair with the guy. And to try and stop it, the old woman starts telling her that she's like sinful.
Mm.
And she starts saying, you know, you're going to go to hell. And basically, eventually, she gets this demon mask and starts running around at night. And it all becomes a bit of a, then becomes a supernatural element and it becomes quite allegorical. It's like a Japanese folk tale almost.
Yeah.
So it's a weird kind of heady brew of like, it starts off as like a lot of human drama and analyzing like grief and loss and what does it mean to be human and what is sin. And she's a hypocrite because she's like, oh, you're a sinner because you're having sex with this guy. But at the same time, we're murdering all these people. Stay alive. Mm. And then, yeah, at the end, there's this little bit of like supernatural demonic stuff with this mask that's kind of possessed.
Right.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
That sounds cool though.
Really, yeah. Like I said, beautifully filmed, amazing soundtrack, really weird soundtrack. Mm. And bit pacing was a bit off. I thought it wasn't perfect. But it's, you know, people regard it as a classic and I thought it's a really unique film. I think you'd love it.
Put it on the list then. Maybe, you know, when we do our little random selection, might land on it and it gives me an excuse to go out and get it.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
What else have you seen?
Okay. That's all I've been watching. I guess the only other thing I've been doing is playing that Death Stranding game that I was talking to you about.
Is that the one where you've got a baby strapped to your chest?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I've been a little bit obsessed with it. So I'm at a point now. Like, I'd played about 20 hours and I'd got to the end of chapter 3. And I was like, how big is this game? Like, is this just like 6 chapters or something? Because I feel like I put a lot. 15 chapters.
Wow.
I was like, what? Apparently, the chapter 3 that I was on is like the longest one, I think. Because they introduced a lot. And yeah, I'm just literally like, when I'm not playing it, it's one of those things where I'm thinking of the next mission that I've got to do. And all this stuff and where I've got to go, how I'm going to do it and all this. And that's, I love it when a game like Dark Souls does that to me, when it's like thinking about it when I'm not playing it. It's just kind of running through my head. And that's quite rare these days. And I can see, I think I've said this before, but I can see why people just hate it and think it's shit. I can completely see why they would think that. But for some reason, I just love it. I'm just a little bit obsessed with it. I think it's just because it's that classic thing of like, it's simple yet complicated. Like in theory, on the surface, it's quite simple. You're just taking boxes from A to B.
Yeah.
But mechanically, there's just so much depth and all this stuff to it. It's like when my wife is like watching it for a bit, she's like, I don't understand like what you're doing, like with all the like menus and carrying and putting different bits on like different parts of your body and having to upgrade, you know, what legs am I going to use? Am I going to go out on a bike? Have I got to rest here? I've got to build a bridge and then someone will finish the bridge later from like another thing. And it's just fucking weird. It's also cool though, like it sounds really lame, but like sometimes if I haven't played it even for like a couple of days, I'll log in and it will just say like, thingy used your road, thingy liked your thing.
Yeah.
25 players liked what you did, 15,000 likes or something. And I'm like, what? Like in those 2 days, like one of my things got 15,000 likes. from just people fucking walking around playing it.
We should just build roads in this game instead of doing this podcast.
Yeah, I would. That's what I'd be doing right now. Literally, it's what I'd be doing right now is playing that game. So that's it. That's basically what I've been doing from my side. Is there anything else you've been up to?
So I saw a little short film online called Treevenge. Have you heard of this?
No, don't know what that is.
This is a nice little film that you can play for your family if you hate them on Christmas Day. And this is something that you and I would have loved when we were teenagers.
Right.
I'm a little bit too old for it now, but I still appreciated it. I think it was made in 2008. And I was reading up on it later and someone said, oh, this is the same people who made Hobo with a Shotgun.
Yeah, you know, I know that film. Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
No, I haven't seen it, but I'm aware of it.
This is like 15 minutes and it starts off, it's like super silly with these like woodcutters going to cut down all the Christmas trees. And all the Christmas trees are like shaking, going, oh, what's going to happen to us? And you see them just like chopping them all down and like stomping on the saplings. And then you see all the trees, like they're all terrified, like getting transported and then sold. And there's these like really super irritating families.
Right.
They really play it up. And then, yeah, basically halfway through, you're like, come on, like where's this going? And then they really deliver. It's like so over the top, violent, gory, ridiculous kind of like murders and kills. These trees go on a rampage.
Brilliant.
There's like one really creative scene where there's a couple and this guy's like, it's Christmas, I just want to fuck. And you see like the branch of one of these trees, it penetrates the back of the woman's skull, comes through, pushes her eyeball out.
Right.
And then it carries on. It reminded me of like, I think it happens in like a Fulci Italian horror film where there's like a shard slowly going towards someone's eyeball. Right, in this, yeah. It's like the branch of a Christmas tree. So it's already like pierced her and then it's coming for him. And you just see it like go and push his eyeball in. And then it goes down, it comes out his neck, and slowly it pulls them both in for like a romantic kiss.
Oh, God.
Very creative.
That's cool.
And it ends on this like, are they really going to do this? Are they really going to do this? Like horrible, horrible moment that it all finishes on. And it's like, yeah, they do it. They do it. And it's bloody gory. It's just like blood spattered, hilarious, offensive, fantastic little Christmas antidote. So Jesus. Yeah, put it on for granny.
Why not?
You can find it on YouTube. Treevenge.
Treevenge. Well, thank God that all my grandmothers are dead. Otherwise, they'd have to be put through. put through that. Unfortunately, they're probably turned into trees by now. So, anything else, Dan?
Just thinking about you playing that game.
Yeah, do it. you'll be wank standing whilst I'm doing Death Stranding. well, I guess that's it, really. So this next episode that you guys on the podcast and we listen to will be on Black Christmas, one of my favourite, if not my top favourite, Christmas film. I'm looking forward to getting into it, getting into the nitty gritty of it.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of festive fun, that's for sure. So
definitely
join us for a Yuletide log of an episode.
Definitely. Perfect Christmas treat for the people that you hate. but thanks everyone, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to Oddcast Movies, Music and Gaming. If you want to get in touch with us or get a movie, album or game put on our list to discuss, then email us at oddcastoddballs@gmail.com or anewwinterpodcast@gmail.com. This is part of a New Winter Podcast Network, so head on over to anewwinter.net to check out our other shows. You can also follow us on Instagram at A New Winter, Twitter at A New Winter, and you can head on over to our Patreon page, patreon.com/A New Winter. Thanks for listening, and see you again soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.